4 days out from President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address, let's assess the state of the public with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hello, Dave.
Frank, if the State of the Union is predicated on the president's not-so-stately approval ratings, I guess the country has a ways to go.
That's right. Clearly, there are a number of measures of the State of the Union, and President Trump will probably talk about a lot of them. But one measure that we look at, of course, is the way that the people are reacting to the president. And he's been in office 1 year, and there's no question about it. He has the lowest average approval rating in that first year of any president that we have measured. His approval rating was 38.4% in our Gallup data for that first year. Next closest to him was Bill Clinton, but he had 49% back in 1993, and then other presidents went up from there. The highest first-year approval rating was John F. Kennedy back in 1961. His first year was 76%. So on that measure, the State of the Union is not great from a Trumpian perspective.
So what are the predominant variables which predict approval?
So a lot of people say, isn't Donald Trump unusual? Doesn't he have a new kind of coalition of people who are supporting him? And some of our analysts here at Gallup did a lot of work with statistics to try to figure out what predicted his approval rating. And the bottom line was, it's not that different from previous presidents. By far, the biggest predictor of whether or not you approve of Donald Trump is your political party identification, and that's been true for every president for whom we have data. That hasn't changed. The second thing is your ideology. That is, even if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative Republican, you're even more likely to approve of Trump. And then you add into that race, which is one of the predominant dividers in American society today. White Americans much more likely to approve of Donald Trump than those who are not white. And then everything else is kind of a weak predictor below that. Gender, whether you live in a rural area or an urban area, how religious you are, whether you're married, your age, your education, all of those things have a fairly minimal but significant impact on whether you approve of Donald Trump or not.
Okay, so if partisanship is the lens through which perception is primarily based, has that lens ever been so dominant? You cited JFK. They seem to have been much more collaborative rather than antagonistic times.
Yes, absolutely, no question about it. Polarization, as measured by the gap between the two political groups, approval of a president, is as high now as it has ever been. It didn't start with Trump. Actually, in the later Bush years, we started to see this polarization, that is, this gap widening. It all through the eight Obama years, it was very wide. And that has continued and gotten even wider with the presidency of Donald Trump. You can go back to somebody like Jimmy Carter, Dave, who had a overall pretty low approval rating for most of his administration. But when you look at the data, he was a Democrat, but you had Republicans and Democrats in many ways pretty equal in terms of their approval of Jimmy Carter, not this huge gap that we see today. And that has changed. We're now in a highly, and I can't emphasize this enough, a highly political polarized environment in the United States.
So let's get back to the State of the Union. How do we measure that?
We can measure it many different ways. One question we have is, how satisfied are you with the way things are going? That's right at or slightly below 30%, so that's not great. No matter what President Trump says in front of Congress next Tuesday, you have to accept the fact that over 6 out of 10 Americans are dissatisfied with the way things are going. We have another measure that's a little more positive. We give people every January a 0 to 10 scale. 0 means it's the worst possible situation for the United States. 10 means it's the best possible situation. We let people put themselves anywhere they want on that scale. And about 44% of Americans put themselves at a 6 to 10. That is on the positive side of the scale. That's 44%. 34% put themselves on a 0 to 4, the negative end of the scale. So another way of looking at it is, you've got 44% of Americans who at least tilt towards saying it's an okay situation for the United States at this time. But that's still well below a majority level.
So what might Trump tout in his speech that would resonate with the public's views?
Well, clearly he's going to talk about the economy. In fact, I imagine he'll talk a lot about the economy. And when we give Americans this long list of things, which we just didn't say, how satisfied are you with them, the economy is up there near the top of the list. 58% of Americans say they're satisfied with the economy. So that's clearly something Americans will agree with when President Trump talks about it in his speech. Other things Americans are positive about is the military. They say we have strength and preparedness for the military. Interestingly, there's fairly positive ratings of the ability of a person to get ahead by working hard. Terrorism scores pretty well. at the position of women in the nation, which is kind of interesting given all that we've been through, but that's still one of the top five or six elements of American society, according to Americans, in a positive sense. And the acceptance of gays and lesbians in the nation is also in the positive side of the ledger. So those are the things that Americans are most positive about out of a list that we just gave them.
Now, did that top 5 to 6 list change between this year and the last year of the Obama administration?
It hasn't changed too much overall, but what has changed has been the position of Democrats and Republicans. Did I mention that there is this huge partisan difference out there in America today? I think I did. And what we've seen is this remarkable musical chairs between last year and this year, where suddenly overnight, Republicans have moved off the scale in terms of being positive about the economy and terrorism and the military and the how the U.S. fares in the eyes of people around the world and the energy policies of the country. All of those things Americans who are Republicans went from being very negative about to suddenly becoming very positive about them. And at the same time, Democrats, who were quite positive last year on a lot of these things, have become quite negative on a lot of them as well. So the overall rankings haven't changed dramatically. But what we have seen is this, underneath it all, huge shift where all of a sudden, if you're a Democrat, you just can't tell a pollster you're very positive about a lot of these things happening in America. And if you're a Republican, you're quite willing to tell a pollster, yes, I'm very satisfied with how these things are going.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.